I'm just going to be very blunt and say that this self-care is hard work. And so I think you really need to approach it and understand that this is actually another job for you to do. Just like taking care of your kids, maybe you're taking care of elderly parents, and we think of self-care, like I'm going to go get a massage, and you know, I'm going to go for a cup of coffee, and all those things are really great, lovely. But the very first thing I think we have to accept is you have to kind of put it on your list as the hard work that needs to be done.
Yes.
So that is a launching point for being able to make the changes that you need to make.
Welcome to Functional Medicine Coaching Moms Podcast, where simplifying healthy lifestyle change for moms is the only goal. Today, we are thrilled to have Honey Bronson, registered nurse, functional medicine certified health coach, and national board certified health and wellness coach. This episode is for you if you've ever struggled turning health information into health action. As moms, we are consumed with taking care of everyone and everything else and often put ourselves on the back burner.
Honey has a private health coaching practice to help individuals and groups optimize their health and well-being through sustainable lifestyle changes. She speaks frequently to nonprofit organizations and corporations, has been the guest on Business Talk Radio and the Badass Confident Coach podcast. Honey has a special offer for our listeners today, so stay tuned until the end for those details. Honey also provides wellness programming to privately owned companies. In her free time, she enjoys being outdoors, almost all sports, volunteering for local nonprofit organizations, traveling, and continuing to nurture her 3 adult children and 4 grandsons.
So, honey, this is such an important topic. So often as moms, we are busy taking care of everybody else, our kids, our partner, our aging parents, we forget about ourselves and we just don't have the time to focus on it. And we also, sometimes we wait until we feel absolutely awful before taking any action, make some changes, and then go right back to our old habits. So we're curious, honey, what's a mom to do to break this vicious cycle?
Yes.
First of all, thank you, Kristen, so, and Raquel, so much for having me speak to you. I know this is a really important topic, and we hear moms talk so much about self-care and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to take care of themselves when you're just spending so much of your time and energy taking care of your children, like you said, and your partner. And this is maybe news that you know, but I'm just going to be very blunt and say that this self-care is hard work. And so I think you really need to approach it and understand that this is actually another job for you to do. Just like taking care of your kids, maybe you're taking care of elderly parents, and we think of self-care like I'm going to go get a massage, and you know, I'm going to go for a cup of coffee, and all those things are really great, lovely. But the very first thing I think we have to accept is you have to kind of put it on your list as the hard work that needs to be done.
Yes.
So that is a launching point for being able to make the changes that you need to make.
Yeah, I think that's so key. And I really think most of us still do think of self-care as those indulgent things, like you said, massages, going to get your nails done, things like that, instead of worrying about what you're eating or how you're moving your body or how you're reducing your stress. So yeah, that is such a key point.
Yeah, I always say, like, if it's not on the schedule, it's probably not going to happen. You have to put yourself on the schedule, you know, and
that. I agree. That's exactly what I talk about when I talk to, you know, moms, and we go through, you know, how are we going to make this change? How are we going to adopt new habits? And I think I don't know if you, I mentioned to you that I do a workshop where I work with groups and I work with individuals too on just what you're talking about, how to take information and turn it into action. And there's lots of strategies. And just what you're saying, one of them is absolutely putting it on the calendar. That we have to, just like you have the doctor appointment that you have to take your kid to, or the carpool that you have to pick up, or the, you know, PTA meeting or whatever, there's a time and you do that. And so whatever it is that when, you know, I'm working with people that you're working on, and as we talk more and creating the plan, then we have to set that time up of when you're going to do whatever that is at the plan. Look up a new recipe, make a new recipe, or go to the grocery store to buy some healthy food, or go to that exercise, whatever it is, but it has to be on the calendar or it's not going to happen.
Right, right, right. And what would you say to like that mom that's like, I did put it in the calendar and then something comes up, or they're in this space where they're like, I know I put it on my calendar and you know, I blew it off again, you know, because it's like, unless there's not a gun to their head, like making them do it, right? It's so easy to be like, ah, I'm not going to do it.
So there's a couple, that's a really good, great question. And there are a couple issues there. Number one is we have to be kind to ourselves and we have to realize that things happen, right? So you get that call from school and you got to go. You do have to drop everything and go. But putting that aside, the first thing that I would look at is, you know, why did you blow it off? Because maybe what you put on there in the first place isn't something that is realistic for you to do for your first step.
Wow, that's a good
and
point.
So stepping back to, you know, looking at what your goal is and breaking it down to tiny, really achievable action plans, then when you put that tiny achievable action plan on your schedule, you're less likely to blow it off. And I'll give you an example. But before I give you an example, I just want to say the other strategy is when you put it on your calendar, you put it on the calendar and you treat it the same way you would treat a doctor's appointment. So if someone, you have a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning and something else comes up or someone asks you to do something, you look at your calendar, you're like, no, you know, I really can't. I have a doctor's appointment that day. Right? But if you look at your calendar and you say at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, I put down that I'm going to research meditation apps. You're like, okay, fine. You can move that. Or you can say, you know, I have something else. You have to treat it like a doctor's appointment. Or I have something else at 9 o'clock. Can we get on that call at 9:30? So you either have to take that block, move it someplace else, or acknowledge that that researching that meditation app is just as important as a doctor's, as your doctor appointment is.
That's a really good point.
I was going to give, because I just worked with someone yesterday and I did a sleep workshop this week. Actually, it was a couple of days ago. We were talking about different strategies when you wake up in the middle of the night, and of course leads into stress. And one was that there's all these great meditation apps. And so just saying though, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to listen to a meditation app. Well, maybe that was what you put on your calendar, but you blew it off. Because guess what? You don't know what meditation app. You haven't downloaded it. You haven't backed up and taken the baby steps that you could be successful at. When you break it down and you start with really small baby steps and you accomplish it, you're successful, and that success leads you to being motivated to take the next step. So that was kind of a lot of strategies in one answer, but hopefully that made sense.
Yeah, no, I think breaking it down into baby steps sounds just like such a wonderful idea for people to get them to really take action, because it just seems so overwhelming. But what do you do with people that say, like, I really just don't have the time? Because that's like what a lot of people will say. I just don't have the time for this.
So then I think we have to go back to before you even make that plan or put it in your calendar, we have to start with your desire. You know, where is your desire? Like, I really would love to win the lottery. That I would love to do that. I guess I don't desire it enough to like even go buy a lottery ticket. Like, where on, you know, I have to really examine what's going on from a scale of 0 to 10. You know, how much do you want this? And then the second thing I talk to people about is, what is your belief? Again, on the scale of 0 to 10, how much do you really believe that this is going to make a difference in your life? If you believe that my mom's obese, my dad's overweight, we have heart disease in our family, it's really not going to matter if I exercise or eat well or whatever, because, you know, I'm doomed. So I think you're getting something done. You really have to back up and start with, how much do you really want to do this? And then how much do you believe that this, how important is this to you? And the higher you are on that scale of your desire and your belief will make it more likely that we can find the time. And we sit down and we look at your schedule. So what, you know, what are you doing? I mean, I work with a young mom. She has, I think her oldest might be 7, 3 kids. She's a physical therapist. Her husband works nights. So, you know, she's got her, believe me, this woman has
her. She has her hands full.
Yeah.
Well, and, but she had really strong motivation and she really, you know, has the spirit and believes that this is important. And so we figured some things out. Instead of going to the grocery store, maybe ordering some groceries, partnering with some friends to help out. Like, we had to go back to that. Because to find the slot in her calendar to do what she needs to do.
Yes, yes. You know, that makes me think of my mom, who lives in a wonderful facility and it's by the ocean, and she literally is like a block away, and she has a really good physique, and I always tell him like, Mom, you are the alpha in this place. Like, you got to own it, you know? But the truth is that my mom would love, her favorite thing to do is to read, and she'll lay there and she wants to read. And I would want to come to work with her, like do like a 20-minute little workout with her and get her walking and doing some stuff. And when I call her, she's like, I'm like, how are you feeling? Sometimes her legs get swollen from laying around too much. And she's like, no, my legs are okay. They're okay. And I say, Mom, you know, I want you to think about the end. And do you want to, if somebody said to you, like, in a year, you can be in a wheelchair because you're just not moving enough. And then I say that to her, and like with that end in mind, and then she'll say, okay, at what time are you going to be here? I'm like, it's worth your effort for, you know, like, you compare that, you know what? I do have like 20 minutes to spend on myself to like, just be intentional with my, you know, with, in her situation, her physical being.
Yeah. And I think people need to have permission and understand that every little bit counts. When we talk about exercise, you can exercise for 5 minutes. Better, and they'll go, really? That makes a difference? You don't need to sit on the floor in an uncomfortable position to meditate and have 30 minutes and feel like, and I have to do that and not think about anything else in order to make a plan to manage your stress. So when you start to, you know, when I start to talk to clients and I work with groups, giving that people the information and the permission that 5 minutes of stress management and 5 minutes of movement is absolutely better than nothing. And
Gosh, love that.
You're speaking our language. This is totally something that we agree on.
And you know, if you put on your gym shoes and go outside in the morning and take 5 deep breaths and look at the sunshine or cloud cover or whatever, everyone can do that. That might be your starting point. And I promise that that will make you feel better for the rest of the day and also will increase your motivation. I mean, that might be your goal. Gonna just step outside in the morning while the coffee's brewing, maybe before the kids got up, while they're watching their TV or they're screaming or whatever, just gonna go have 5 minutes to take deep breaths outside.
Love that.
Yeah,
love
I think that's so helpful because, you know, a lot of times I'll be scrolling on Instagram and I'm seeing like all these things I should be doing. You know, I need to be gratitude journaling and going outside and it just seems so overwhelming. But when you break it down just to a few minutes, that seems like, wow, I can do that. That seems manageable. And so I think that's so important. And I'm glad that you shared that with us.
Yeah. And like you said, and just what you just said, like you're scrolling on Instagram. I mean, you know, when you talk about like, there's no time.
Right. I had time to be on Instagram.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Not that I'm saying that, you know, there's an all or nothing. Do you think that maybe your very first goal could be at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, I'm going to put my phone down for 5 minutes. Maybe that's where you start. I mean, it can be that small and that simple on your path to a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, yes, yes. I love this. Thank you so much, honey. I want to respect our time and I want to wrap up by just, you know, even between the three of us or honey, if you know, like, what are one or two simple action steps our moms can take toward prioritizing their health? Like you said, like us, they probably, you know, I'm going to say one that I think of right off the bat that I wrote down here is I loved about getting ourselves on the schedule and treating it like a doctor appointment. And what I really loved was, because I know that this happens so much, like, oh, I'm just going to put it off. And when you said, you know, take a look at what did you put in there? You know, maybe you need to break it down. That to me is, that was a great takeaway. Cause like, okay, well, what do I have in there that maybe it's like overwhelming me and it's better for me to break it down into more of a bite size and make my way to whatever it is, that vision that I have for myself for that time slot. So that was a great takeaway.
Absolutely. I think you have the answer. I couldn't answer it any better.
Thanks. All righty. So let's see what is up. Okay, I want to just talk about Honey Facilitates. I want to talk a little bit about what Honey Facilitates, virtual workshops on various subjects like sleep, stress, sugar, and motivation. And today, Honey is offering our listeners a special offer, 25% discount to listeners who are interested in attending one of her virtual live behavior change and motivation workshops. And an added bonus, guys, is a free 20-minute virtual consultation for anyone interested on a one-to-one coaching. Just DM or mention the code FMCM. That's FMCM, that stands for Functional Medicine Coaching Moms, to her on Instagram or Facebook. Her handle is at Honey Bronson Health Coach. You can also visit her on her website at www.honeybronsonhealthcoach.com. So that's, thank you so much for those wonderful special offers for our listeners, honey.
Thank you. I also want to just put out there one more thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I do set aside a certain amount of time that I speak to not-for-profit organizations. So if I know our moms listening are involved in charities, in women's groups or their school PT, A or PTO, I speak on various topics related to health and wellness, like like we did here today, and have several presentations. So you are welcome to contact me if you're looking for a speaker for your organization.
That's fabulous. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that, honey.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We did
that
great.
That was so fun. I'm so happy. I wish you guys the best of luck, and I'm hope to come back and talk to you again.
Yeah, that
absolutely
would be great.
Okay.
Thanks again, honey. Bye, everybody.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes.
We would love to hear from our mom community. Any wellness topics that are high on your list, please DM us at Functional Medicine Coaching Moms. We can also be reached via email at info@functionalmedicinecoachingmoms.com. You can find Functional Medicine Coaching Moms podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.